This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yes, get involved, get engaged. Here we go. Right? Take notes. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be part of the solution. It works out so much better for us that way, doesn't it? In all sincerity, doesn't it? You want to make sure, I want to make sure, you want to make, everybody wants to make sure that you've got your information correct before you actually, do something with it. I mean, God forbid, right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, like I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, it's one of the ways we win. We win when you have the information you need. And you can push it, you just look at them and say, really, where did you get that? When they start telling you, where'd you get that? I love the EV stuff the most. Right? The electric vehicles. Because they feel all so good about themselves. Then you tell them what it takes to mine them. You tell them what it takes to make it happen. All of a sudden, they're not so happy with their choices. All right, so today is National Detransition Awareness Day. And it's a big deal. And I say that because, you know what? All you constantly hear about is how we're hurting transition kids, we're hurting transitioning kids, that kind of stuff. What about the detransitioners? Nobody wants to talk about them. Nobody wants to give them any kind of kudos for being a hero enough to come out because you don't understand the kind of garbage they take when they do come out. That they no longer want to be or should never have been transitioned. Right? A recent study finds that attempted suicide rates among transgender women who received a vaginoplasty in California was twice as high during the period after the surgery compared with the period before the surgery. The investigators analyzed data on all 868 people who received a vaginoplasty, and 357 people who received it, phalloplasty, in California from 2012 to 2018. There was an average of 2 years of data before and after surgery. A total of 22% of the vaginoplasty group and 21% of the phalloplasty group had at least one ER or inpatient psych encounter during the study period. If there was a psych encounter prior to surgery, 34% of the vaginoplasty group and 27% of the phalloplasty group had a psych encounter after the surgery. Among those receiving a vaginoplasty, the rate of suicide attempts was twice as high after surgery. Hello? They don't want you to know about that. You can find that at the American Urology Association. Go there and check it out yourself. The phalloplasty suicide attempt rate was similar to the general population, while the vaginoplasty group rate was more than twice. So the males who thought they wanted to be females, their rate was twice as high for suicide. They've been trying to demasculinize men for years. For boys, they've been trying to dumb them down, take away their boyhood for years. I've had people on the show. We've got books about it. The Left Behind Boys. I mean, check out some of these books. Check out what's going on. Patients who are undergoing gender-affirming surgery with a history of prior psychiatric emergencies or feminizing transition are at a higher risk and should be counseled appropriately. Now, we did this, 3 weeks ago? We took the study that was already done. The average transitioning person got anywhere from, ready for this? They got anywhere from 9 to 18 minutes of counseling before they got approved for the hormone blockers and the surgery itself. So you have to sit there and say, okay, so who really cares about these kids? No, in all sincerity, who really cares about them? Because you can't tell me you care about what's going on with them. You're not doing the studies. You're not finding out what's happening. And yet you want to put the information out there without letting people know the downside. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I should put this link up later on, but basically you can read the whole report yourself if you're interested. And it goes under the it goes over the suicide rates before and after the surgery, male and female. Right? Wouldn't you want that kind of information for your child before you went ahead and did something like this? I got to ask, because most people who love their kids, really care about their kids, they want to get all that information first. Check out Chloe Cole on Twitter. She's always got good information. She was transitioned and now transitioned back. And it's happening more and more and more. They'll tell you it's like 1%. Not true. Seriously. You can make up percentages all you want. You can say, I just made up mine. I don't really care. But go to the right places. Get the information. Right? They gave her blockers at 13. Double mastectomy at 15. And she detransitioned at 16. Just amazing. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Be back with Brad Dacus in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, you know, being part of the conversation as opposed to part of the solution, right? Because if you're not part of the conversation, you can't be part of the solution. You can't just have your own thought processes, what you believe to be truth. I need you to do the right thing. I need you to do the real thing. But let me tell you what. I always say the same thing to you. When I speak with you, I am not the expert here. I bring on the expert. So the expert for today is Brad Dacus with PJI. Pacific Justice Institute, great organization that helps you to really protect, they help you protect your rights as a parent, as a citizen, as a pastor. I mean, you protect a lot of pastors. When you first came on the show years ago, those were some of the things that we were dealing right off the bat, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And never in this country. Yeah, sure. Okay, whatever. Anyhow. It's just amazing to me. All right. What was I talking about? Man, see, you get me all excited. I forgot what I was going to... Oh, yeah. I don't know if you heard about this one. There was a student in... where was he? Come on. He was asked to remove a flag from his truck. Dearborn County, Indiana. So he's a high schooler there. And he had an American flag in his truck. And, you know, it was in one of those holes. And every time he came to school, you know, kind of flying out behind him. And the administration asked him to remove it, although they didn't tell him why they wanted him to. They told him they needed him to remove it. And he just flat out refused to do it. So they gave him a hard time at first. I'm giving the quick, down and dirty. They gave him a hard time at first. And they said, oh, you know, that we're good with that. We're okay because he got so much going on there, or so much commotion happened over it. Other kids the next day came to school with American flags out of their pickup trucks, you know, and that kind of thing. But he has every right to fly that flag, does he not, whether he's on school grounds or not?
Yeah, he has every right to be able to fly the American flag. You know, if he had flown a rainbow flag or a... you know, pro-Palestinian Gaza Hamas flag, they probably wouldn't say a word. We see such a double standard of tolerance and versus an intolerance when it comes to students who want to be patriotic or be open about their Christian faith. So, he'd have a very strong case, and you know, and this would probably be clearly content-based discrimination. Whereas it's the content, it's the American flag to have these leftist liberals dominating these public schools who are so intolerant towards any semblance of patriotism by youth, which is actually very healthy for youth. Do we want them rioting and burning the flag, or do we want them saluting the flag? To me, it's a no-brainer.
No, they would. The other side would much prefer if he chose to burn the flag as opposed to salute the flag, because that would show him really, you know, demonstrating his First Amendment rights. As long as he does it the way they want him to do it, they're very good with it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I got a tongue-in-cheek one, although it's not that funny. Lawyers for the Boeing, I don't know if you heard about this, but the Boeing whistleblower who spoke out about the issues that Boeing had, knew that they had, apparently he committed suicide. And his attorneys came forward and said, yeah, we're having a hard time with this. No one's going to believe this. And now they want an investigation done to see truly what happened with this guy. We've gotten to that point now. I mean, this is like, it's like Russia around here. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a very good comparison. Very good comparison because you go against the state, you say something, and then you're suddenly, you know, committed suicide. You know, we've seen that Putin play that card.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to think that the Boeing Corporation is not that low-handed, you know. But, you know, this could play out different ways. One, he could have been just outright murdered, and it made to look like a suicide. Or Boeing could have threatened him, or someone with heavy financial interests in Boeing could have threatened him with, hey, we've done a full background, you know, our attorneys have done a full background on you, and we found out you may have cheated on your wife, and we're going to report that, and we're going to report this, and we found out this about you. So you just, you know, better, you know, keep it shut unless you want to really play ball. Yep. And I can see that causing someone to commit suicide for, you know, it's just thinking, you know, I don't want them to do this to my wife and my kids and my family. It's better I just kill myself, which is not the right answer.
No.
But when you're pushed against the wall and you have a lot of pressure and stress, and plus you have potentially other people, you could also be just everyone turning on him, his colleagues, maybe the union, maybe, you know, who knows, turning on him, isolating him, and, you know, maybe even, you know, family pressure, like, you know, honey, why did you do this? Look what is happening now to us.
Yep.
We're, you know,
yep.
It's. But I think it is very likely that in some way, shape, or form, because it's just too coincidental, right? But in some way, shape, or form, I predict it, that it is in some way related to him being a whistleblower with regards to Boeing. And that's,
you can't be serious. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so that's my take on it. Now, which of these scenarios is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But any of them do not look good for Boeing.
No.
That's for sure.
No, no. I totally agree with that. You may not, I mean, you may remember this case. Do you remember the Roman Polanski case? Way back, I know you're a little younger than I am, I get it, but back in 1973, he was accused of raping a minor. He pleaded guilty to it.
Is he an actor?
He's a director. And he's directed a lot of great films. I don't want to give him any credit, but he's directed a lot of great films. But back in like I said, 1973, he basically pleaded guilty to rape of the 13-year-old. And I guess he was going to be sentenced or something, you know, and he took off. He went to London first, and then from there he went to France. He's been there ever since. So they wouldn't extradite him. We couldn't go get him. We couldn't do whatever. And now Gloria Allred, you know, our favorite lawyer,
the lawyer that likes to just be entertaining, but nothing of substance.
Exactly. Yeah. So the guy's 90 years old now. She's going after him in Paris. She had him served paperwork. So he's going to be back in the States, or supposed to be back August of 2025. He's 90 years old. But I'm curious, isn't there a statute of limitations here? Isn't there? We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Brad Dacus when we return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect on Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN, detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane on the same day Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that way there, you're not part of the problem. That's what I was trying to get out before. Let me have Brad Dacus join us. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization. He's going to tell you about it in a minute. But I thought I'd throw a curveball at him. Roman Polanski, you know, who, for all intents and purposes, raped a 13-year-old, admitted to it. Back in 1973, he's eluded justice all these years. The 13-year-old has wanted justice all these years. And somehow, Brad, first of all, how do you file or how do you serve papers on somebody in another country? Is that legal and doable?
Yeah, it can be very difficult. It's definitely, you know, it's possible, but it can be very difficult, particularly when you're in a country that is hostile to the United States and non-cooperative. And there are a number of countries, most of which I don't think I would ever want to live in, like Venezuela or Cuba and and the like, Russia.
Yeah.
But there are some countries that do not have extradition treaties with the United States, and those are places that these criminals will flee to, and they can't qualify for the generally speaking, the statute of limitations, they can't, if charges are brought against them and they would be charged but for them illegally fleeing the country, they don't get the benefit, they don't get the perk of the time clock for statute of limitations as a general rule, because otherwise you'd be rewarding people to leave the country and avoid trial. And, they'd say, well, I'd rather, live in Cuba for 10 years and or 15 or 20 years and then be behind bars, I'll just go to Cuba. And then the clock will tick and statute of limitations will expire. So that's why, the key with statute of limitations is if that much time goes by and they haven't brought charges against someone, that's the key. So once charges are brought and someone flees the country, that's not a valuable defense.
You mean like with Hunter Biden, when they were investigating all those years and somehow the statute of limitations ran out, right?
Yeah, that's just flat-out incompetence, unfortunately. So,
yeah. Well, I probably would disagree and say that was well-planned. How's that?
Yeah, You're probably correct on that. And but it is frustrating when we see some people. This reminds me of the book Animal Farm. You know, all people are created equal, but some are just more equal than others. And boy, do we see that in the Biden administration in many ways, with Hunter.
Yep.
Especially with Hunter.
All right, sir.
And then
go ahead.
And then also Biden, not being prosecuted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was the special prosecutor, you know, Hurry testified today before Congress, and it was just very, very clear. He does not. That was not a legitimate legal basis. To say, gosh, I just think, you know, a jury would just be so sympathetic to him because he's so old and his memory's not doing well now.
Yeah.
That's no business. That is not an appropriate determination of whether or not to file charges.
No, the jury would decide. The jury could decide, okay, he's guilty, but he's too old to do anything with, correct?
Yeah, that's up to the jury to decide. And frankly, I don't think a jury would conclude that. The evidence is so clear-cut and compelling that he knowingly and willfully broke the law, took papers that were confidential he had no right to take. He knew he had no right to take them, and he took them for selfish ambition, selfish reasons to write a novel using that confidential information to make his book all the juicier. I mean, it's all about self and me and knowingly breaking the law. Biden should clearly be prosecuted, a special prosecutor. I don't know what happened. I could speculate, but he clearly did not follow proper jurisprudence in coming to that determination.
Wow. All right. I lied to you. I told you I was going to let you tell me about the company, but you have to wait a minute, okay, because somebody just threw this one at me, too. You know about the federal judge who found a Christian pro-life activist guilty after he singing popular hymn, Holy, 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 and quoting Bible outside of an abortion clinic. I don't know if you're up on that particular case, but U.S. Federal Judge Joe Anderson in a non-jury trial found Christian pro-life activist Stephen Lefermine, 68, guilty of violating the Freedom of Access of Clinic Entrances Act, the FACE Act, after he sang the popular hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, recited Bible verses outside of an abortion clinic. I can't find anywhere where it says he was actually... Shortly after he protest began, the staff of the abortion clinic, along with the police officers, asked him to stop blocking the entrance of the abortion clinic. He replied he would only leave if they agreed not to kill babies today. So, apparently he was blocking it. He's been put in jail. There's got to be a better way to do this. There's got to be a better way around this and or to do it. The FACE Act has to be turned around. And help me with this. I'm just irritated with it all the way around.
Yeah. Well, the problem with the FACE Act, it's supposed to also protect churches and religious institutions and schools from vandalism, for violent attacks, et cetera. There have been dozens and dozens, over 100 churches vandalized, attacked, or with violence. And the Department of Justice is not moving on these cases. They're not investigating them. We don't see people coming, finding out who did this and prosecuting them. What this Department of Justice is doing under the Biden administration is targeting the Christians who are out there not committing violence, not damaging property. No, all they're doing is they're standing out there, and oftentimes they're praying, they're sharing their faith. And so they're having these people prosecuted to stand not a week behind bars to punish them. No, 20 years behind bars for something like that. Why can't they prosecute the thugs that were burning cars in 2020 and the rioting in 2020? Department of Justice doesn't lift a finger on that. And we have district attorneys in Chicago and Los Angeles and other places. They won't lift a finger on that. But they would love to go out of their way to put law-abiding, patriotic, God-fearing Americans behind bars for 20 years, the kind of time that would be served by someone who committed a homicide or that kind of a crime. It is insane. It definitely needs to be repealed, partly because it's being so unequally applied and enforced, and it's a travesty.
Yep, I totally agree with you. All right, before I run out of time, tell us about PJI.
Yeah, sure. Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal organization, and Pacific Justice Institute is very unique in that, as you know, Joe, we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases that look good in a newsletter. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road, and we really work hard to do just that. We also have offices, not just in one place, but we have more offices across the country than any other organization, coast to coast, and we're there to make sure that no school board or city government or state legislature or whoever gets away with tyranny when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights over their kids, or the sanctity of human life. And we have over 220 cases right now in active litigation, and some of those are class action lawsuits, like the one we have filed against the city of San Francisco.
And the one for the city of San Francisco is for what reason?
Well, it's because they decided to fire about 1,000 employees who had, not because they were doing a bad job, but because they wouldn't bow the knee to the mask god or the vaccine god for the COVID-19, and they had serious religious convictions against taking this very experimental, now we know very risky and dangerous and controversial COVID vaccine. It's a travesty. They should be apologizing and hiring all of them back again. But it's like a vaccine cult is what I call it. It's, you know, don't use your brains. Don't look at the medical studies. Don't look at the real results and risks of your employees. No, force them to take it, to bow the knee to your HR god in your company, or you lose your job. And we've seen these major power plays and with almost a cultic resolve, illogical. And we at Pacific Justice, we are fighting these all over the country. And I encourage anyone out there, if they'd like to keep up with our cases, with our free e-newsletter, support our work on a one-time or monthly basis, or they'd just like to let us know so we can help them, they should go to our website, pji.org, pji.org.
There you go. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. Brad will still be with me after the break.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day, Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mesita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Always got to get informed first, okay? And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really appreciate the time that you're engaged, that you're paying attention, that you want more information, which is why I bring guys like Brad Dacus on. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI, and always appreciate his time and his information with us. Gives us a lot. I mean, he gives us a lot to be able to step out to. Gives us a step out on. He gives us a lot to be able to use to protect ourselves. And I know your website has all kinds of information to help parents and others, right?
No, it certainly does. In fact, one of the most popular articles that people love to download is called 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from CPS, from being taken by social workers.
Wow.
And it's something every family, every mom and dad should have this downloaded, available. They should read it. They should understand it. It's very clear because there's not much time when a social worker knocks on their door or calls them and says they need to come over and question their family and inspect their home. They need to know what to do then. And unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of children now. It's tragic. It's being taken not from parents who are really abusive or neglectful, but for parents because they're Christians. And that may sound a little strong. People say, oh, he's exaggerating. Oh, no. We've had cases where families because they're Christians and didn't, and they would not, and they wanted to practice their faith and not encourage gender confusion on their children. And because of that, they lose their children. Because they want to take their child to a Christian psychologist, a counselor, and find out what the underlying issue is, because it's not biological, it's not genetic. But because they want to do that and do it from a biblical Christian perspective, a loving perspective, and not mess up their kids for the rest of their life, they lose their children. The state comes in and takes their kids. And so we want to protect families across America. And this is a very, very valuable tool, and they can get it right at, by going to pji.org and click Parents' Rights. And under there, under Resources, they'll find that article under Resources.
Yeah, again, you do a lot of great work, and even the information you give us gives us the ability to step out, make decisions, decide, you know, what you want to take on, what you don't want to take on, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you caught the, because this one just came out, I think, in the last day or so, but the San Diego federal judge who struck down the California law limiting high-frequency gun purchases, which all the stuff that Newsom comes up with, and it is Newsom, we know this, right? All the stuff that he comes up with to try to make it almost, you know, impossible for you to buy guns, for you to buy, I mean, God bless. Now you have to go through a background check for ammunition, right? I mean,
yeah.
So let me see. I went through the background check to buy the gun, and I was okay, and everything was cool. And now I have to go through a background check to buy the ammunition. I don't even get this at all. So he's got, and you know, in California we have one gun a month law, so it's been challenged. That's what this is, the frequency of purchasing, one gun a month. And it restricts California residents from buying more than one firearm within a 30-day period. So judges leaving it in place to give them time to appeal. But he said, I can't find a law like this anywhere else in the country. Right?
Right, because this is California. we lead the nation in lunacy.
Well, you know, the original reason, if you remember behind the law, when they were arguing this thing, part of it was that they said that, you know, you could buy a gun for somebody else, you could buy a gun for the whole family or other friends. You know, you can't buy a gun and just give it to somebody.
Right.
You know?
Right. Not in California.
No.
So
no. No. You can barely buy your own gun in California, let alone, you know, anything else. So
yeah. Yeah. There's people out there, many in California, that right now may not see the need to own a gun or to buy a gun. Just like there were actually people in Israel who were very anti-gun. And then what happened is they suddenly found out, oh, shoot, I need a gun. I should have had a gun. I could have saved lives. Well, in the same way, if we had a disaster here in California, some kind of radical mob or whatever kind of an activity take place, or, you know, who knows what, oftentimes people don't have much time. They need to move quickly. They need to get their gun. They need to protect maybe against attacks against their family that are pending from some crazy person, or, you know, maybe they're a Supreme Court justice and a lot of radicals are demonstrating in front of their house wanting him killed and dead. They shouldn't have to wait another 30 days to get, you know, a second firearm for their spouse to use in addition to themselves.
Yep.
You know, that's it takes, you know, sometimes people need to buy guns in a very, in a short window because of a sudden increase in risk of harm to them and their families. There's a very logical reason why this right, you know, should be maintained and respected under the Second Amendment.
Yeah, to me it's amazing. Like I said, to me it's amazing. I get a kick out of this big time because this shouldn't be an issue. This shouldn't be a problem for most people. And, you know, right now, I was reading while you were talking, sorry, federal judges in San Diego alone over the past year for California laws have overturned banning assault rifles, outlawing billy clubs, imposing background checks for ammunition purchases, and banning certain, quote-unquote, unsafe handguns. What God's creation is an unsafe, unsafe handgun? Any handgun in the hands of somebody who's not handling it properly is unsafe.
Yeah, right. No gun has ever on its own killed anyone. It's only a shooter, a human, that kills people and uses it incorrectly. So it's not the gun. It's the person. Frankly, I think it's good that we have, some background checks on people when they first buy a gun, because there's crazy people out there who have been declared mentally unstable, et cetera.
Sure.
And who are felons, have violent felon, past, they shouldn't have guns. But we can't allow these laws to inhibit our basic fundamental right for law-abiding citizens to bear arms. These attempts by leftist cities, local governments, it's outrageous, and I think they're just begging for a defeat later on from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I believe you're right. You've been right about some of these. Some of them I kind of scratched my head because we don't quite win the way I thought we were going to win. But I'm hoping as this gets crazier and crazier and crazier, that you'll see more wins on these kind of things. All right. You were telling me about a case earlier, and hopefully I don't screw this up. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to try to screw it up. Why don't you tell me about cases or a case that PGI is working on that'll give people some hope?
Yes. It's an interesting case out of the city of Albany, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area. On private property, there is a cross, and a group wants to force the cross to be taken down. It's on private property. So it's not even really an issue of, is it a state endorsement of religion? It's not the state's property. It's not the state's cross. It's on private property. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute are working with an attorney there in the Bay Area to protect and defend the cross from being taken off and removed from private property simply because of the number of people in that intolerant, bigoted, hate-filled San Francisco Bay Area that are offended by crosses and find them offensive. I have to tell you, the San Francisco Bay Area is probably the most intolerant, bigoted, prejudiced, hate-filled area to live in the United States because you see how intolerant they are towards anyone who does not believe exactly the way they do with their leftist agenda. Well, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we have 6 offices in California. And we are ready, and we're really to take on any of these injustices that spew out of the mouth of the San Francisco Bay Area and their evil agenda.
You know, this is all constantly amazing to me. Their own property. My neighbor has a cross up on his property, up at the top of the hill behind his house. You can see it from some of the main streets in town. And I can't imagine, I tell you what, somebody trying to have him take it down. I just can't even imagine. I mean, do you really think they're gonna succeed, or the city's gonna succeed in forcing him to take it down?
No, I don't think they will. And like I say, we're tough litigators. We have great attorneys, and I'm fairly confident that at the end we will prevail.
Well, good. Then my heartburn will go away. All right. PJI.org. Brad Dacus, God bless you for the work that you do. And we'll have you back next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Joe.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe. Just me, right after the break. We'll be right back.